Haviland that's called a strike. Boston came into the game in the third inning on Sunday, the beginning of the trip at Homer Stryker Field in the third inning as a substitution for Owen McElpatrick as the 0-1 delivery to Trotter misses downstairs.
And Boston's been sharp the last 10 games, hitting .316. He was in the bit of a slump. He had a 2-for-22 stretch through six games, but he's worked himself out of that. Trotter's hitting well and seeing the ball well of late.
The 1-1 delivery, off speed, swing and a miss. Boston chasing away at that one on the inside corner. It is now 1-2 on the Tabor College Blue Jay.
And for Trotter, he's one of the stories of this entire season. One of the guys who was here day one on a temp deal. Now he's been here all year and has really excelled for Wisconsin Rapids.
One of four Raptor temporary contracts at the beginning of the season to earn a full-time deal to close out the campaign as the 1-2 pitch misses upstairs and inside to even it again here on Boston. Those four being Boston, Schaefer as position players, Cruz and Barry and Paulson as pitchers. The 2-2 off-speed hit on the ground the other way to third base, in and out of the glove of Jacob Brown. He gathers, recovers, and the throw over is dug out by Smith in time to retire the side. A 5-3 put out of Boston allows for Haviland to face the minimum. A leadoff walk drawn by Schaefer, but a strike him out, throw him out, double play. Gets Battle Creek another zero up on the visitor's scoreboard. We head to the home half of the second inning. Nothing-nothing to score, 5-6-7. In the Battle Jack lineup to do battle with Kenji Perales when we return right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally Roan Radio.
It'd be great if life came with remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the second inning here from MCCU Field. Nothing-nothing the score in the series finale between the Battle Creek Battle Jacks and your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. First pitch of the inning from Kenji Perales to Cody Holtink. Fouled away down the first baseline. And Yakum Cohen Kapoor right here on WFHR. Your home for all 70 Raptor ball games this summer. We're here for the fourth and final time in the state of Michigan here this week. Polaris out of the windup, working a scoreless first inning, facing four hitters, brings an 0-1 home that misses up and inside.
Holtink, a second half add for the Battle Creek Battle Jacks. He's had hits in each of his first two ball games with the Jacks, went 2-for-3 yesterday against Wisconsin Rapids with that sack fly that drove in a run.
A Traverse Spitty spitter a summer ago is the 1-1 fouled back, count now 1-2.
Yeah, Traverse City, 39 games played, hit just .147, so moving across the state 2 years, it was 2 years ago in 2022. Not entirely sure where Traverse City is relative to here, but Michigan's a pretty big state, could be pretty far.
Yeah, talking to Tyler Bright, said about 3 hours, Bright, the voice of the Battle Creek Battle Jacks, and they did make a trip there earlier this season. The 1-2 home from Kenji. Breaking ball hit in the air, that's going to touch down in center field, right in front of Aiden Teal for a leadoff single for Holtink.
Not just a good piece of hitting there by Cody Hulton. Kenji probably leaves the off-speed a little bit higher than he would like to. It was right down the heart of the plate, and Hulton did not miss it. Didn't barrel it up as much as he probably could. It was just a single. So for Kenji, no need for worry just yet. His first knock allowed on the ballgame.
Another righty-on-righty battle. Garrett Smith, the first baseman, stepping in here for Battle Creek. Pilar is set, first base side of the rubber. The first pitch to Smith, a fastball that misses high for ball one.
Last time out, Garrett Smith knocked a homer against the Royal Oak Leprechauns, a very important homer of the two-run variety in what ended up being a one-run ballgame against the Leps, 7-6 the final on July 15th.
The 1-0 delivery, off-speed from Polaris, missing outside, count now two balls and no strikes.
Battle Creek at 6-9, which is good for fifth in the Great Lakes East right now. They're 4.5 games back at 6-9. Compare that to Wisconsin Rapids at 8-6. They're 3.5 games back, the Wausau Woodchucks.
2-0 the count, runner leading off first. The next delivery home from Polaris misses high for ball three. You'll get the on-deck circle that's occupied by Silas Schaefer, Garrett Swan, the catcher to follow for the Battle Jacks. Battle Creek looking to strike first in the ballgame this evening. The 3-0. That one hit in the air, swinging away and getting the green light is Smith, but he pops it up on the left side of the infield. Tracer Lopez, the shortstop, coming in to make the catch for the first out of the inning.
You don't always see that. Three balls and no strikes. Green light here in the Northwoods League, but Kenji will take it, and so will the Wisconsin Rapids Drafters. Brings up Silas Schaefer, like you were talking about, Andy, with one on and one out. Don't expect Cody Hultink to be active on the base paths here. He's not a guy that you normally think of when you think of speed and stealing bases.
Schaefer hitting seventh as the DH tonight was the five-hole hitter and catcher an evening ago. Under the stretch, Polaris, first pitch, swing and a miss, ends 0-1. Schaefer 0-4 last night, a couple of ground outs, a pop out on the infield, and a fly out to center. Looking for his first hit against Rafter pitching this summer, was not on the roster or with the team back in the first half. His time called from the home plate umpire, Tyler Jetting, is a pitch clock violation assessed on Kenji Polaris, or I should say a hit clock violation to Schaefer. So it's 0-2 now in this battle. See how that changes the approach here between Cashel Duggar and Kenji Polaris calling this game. Right-hander set, 12 on the pitch clock, the payoff. Swing and a miss. Technically a two-pitch punch-out for Kenji, but down on three deliveries on the hit clock violation for Silas Schaefer. Two down in the second.
Yeah, for Kenji, you'll take it any way you can get it, but good recovery by him after allowing the leadoff base knock. Only took him a few pitches to induce that flyout and then that strikeout. Now he's dealing with Garrett Swan at the bottom of this lineup, and Swan has really struggled so far this year. He's played in 7 games. He is 0-13 to start the campaign. Still searching for his first hit as a Battle Creek Battle Jack.
Swan in right field an evening ago, listed as a catcher on the Battle Creek roster, so getting back to his primary position here in the series finale. First pitch, Lara swinging away. Swan hits this one on the ground, foul down the first baseline.
This is just Swan's second game of action since coming back to Battle Creek. He was a first-half guy, played the first 6 games for the Battle Jacks, then returned yesterday against Wisconsin Rapids.
Nothing in one, no runs, 2 hits, no errors for the Rafters, no runs on a hit. That knock coming to lead off the inning for Battle Creek from Cody Hultink. No errors for the Battle Jacks as the 0-1 breaking ball from Polaris misses down in the dirt and outside.
0-2 with a walk was Swan against Rafters pitching yesterday out of Kalamazoo Valley Community College. So that's not Kalamazoo College that we passed by a couple of days ago when we were in the Growlers neck of the woods.
1-1 fastball just missing the outer edge from Polaris. Ball 2 now on the Battle Creek catcher. A lot of schools around here. Talk about Western Michigan as well. Division 1 level in the MAC conference being in Kalamazoo. Kalamazoo College, you just brought that up, Cullen, at the Division 3 level. And as well, a lot of junior colleges in the area. Got Kellogg Community College right here in Battle Creek. It's the 2-1 on the inside corner. Called a strike, count evens. Polaris just a strike away from getting out of this second frame.
I've got some history with Western Michigan University. I actually saw them in D1 hockey. Andy, they eliminated my Northeastern Huskies in the NCAA Regional in Worcester, Massachusetts. So not fond memories of WMU.
Well known for their hockey program are the Western Michigan at the Division I level. Is the 2-2. We'll have to wait a pickoff move over to first base.
I believe they would be the Broncos.
I was going to say Broncos, but yep. I didn't want to be wrong. So I want to put that on the record as the 2-2 pitch sharply hit on the ground to short. Lopez gloves. He'll toss it to second, an easy inning ending 6-4, fielder's choice. Kenji Pilares, two scoreless frames, just allowing one hit against Battle Creek this evening. Before we head to the third, Rafter fans, your place to stay this summer when coming in from out of town to watch the team is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free homestyle breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions and your stay this summer and all year round. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. 8-9-1 to lead things off for the Rafters when we return for the third inning. That's Tyler McIntosh, that's Tracer Lopez, and that's Aiden Teal right here on your home for the Rafters, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah.
On good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, yes. One very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR. FHR.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top three here from MCCU Field. Rafters nothing, Battle Jacks nothing in the fourth and final matchup between the Great Lakes East and Great Lakes West foes this season. Andy Ockham, Cullen Kapoor on WFHR back with you at the ballpark in the first pitch to Kyler McIntosh to begin this third inning from Cameron Haviland is on the inside corner for a called strike.
And Kyler McIntosh has been one of the key stories for me throughout this road trip. And he's been able to, one, put together some really good games after not playing in about a week. His first game played was in Kalamazoo in a week. He had a homer in that ballgame. Then yesterday drove in a couple of runs, some important runs for Wisconsin Rapids.
0-2 the count on McIntosh. Sees a breaking ball, serves it up in the air to left field, giving chase is Caden Wotypka. He runs over to make the grab in stride for the first out of the inning.
Another instance of a Rafters hitter hitting the ball hard against Cameron Haviland. But the fielders have been there for Battle Creek. Still zeros on the scoreboard for both squads. See if Tracer Lopez can get something going for Aiden Teal in the on-deck circle.
Along with those zeros on the scoreboard, two hits for the Rafters, one for the Battle Jacks, and no errors for either side. First pitch to Lopez, a breaking ball from Haviland that catches the top of the zone for a called strike.
Cameron Haviland, to his credit, he's pounding the zone and inducing contact. Haven't seen too many walks or strikeouts for Rafters hitters, the lone K being Cashel Duggar on a 3-2 pitch.
Count evening at a ball to strike that one, missing the zone on Lopez. Haviland out of the windup has his signs from Garrett Swan and brings the 1-1 home. Lopez gives this one a drive into center field. Ben Fernandez, should say that's Alex, turning around after a couple steps back to make the catch. Two up, two down here for Haviland in the third inning.
And at some point, the way this ball game is going, the Rafters are going to bite Cameron Haviland. When you induce so many balls in the air that are squared up, at some point, those balls are going to find the gaps. They're going to drop down in front of the fielders, and the Rafters are going to get into a little bit of a rhythm. As I said throughout this road trip, the bats are doing the right things. Things just haven't broken their way yet.
First delivery to Aiden Teal from Haviland's, a breaking ball that catches the outer edge of the zone for a called strike. Teal looking for yet another multi-hit game, and he's one knock away from doing so, singling to start the contest back in the first as the 0-1 delivery misses outside to even the count at 1-1 on the Mahwah, New Jersey native.
Aiden Teal's put up simple gaudy numbers in his 18 games for Wisconsin Rapids, a 391 batting average and a 1,057 OPS.
The 1-1 delivery missed up and away, so Teal ahead in the count now at 2-0. Following Teal in the on-deck circle is Jorge Degatti, and it's Teal's Virginia teammate Chris Arroyo after him. 2-1 pitch, in on the hands, popped up first base side foul territory. That's Garrett Smith giving chase right near the Battle Creek dugout. But that one will touch down on top of the grandstand covering in foul territory as the count evens at 2-2.
Yeah, high roofing here at MCCU Field, kind of cathedral style to my eye. A little bit higher than the ceilings over in Wisconsin Rapids at Witter Field. Those are low ceilings for grandstands, and I know that because I had to climb up the grandstands early on in the season to put up some banners. So if I was doing that up here in Battle Creek, I would be scared for my life.
Yeah, no, it is high searching here, most definitely, as the 2-2 delivery to Teal misses up and away. Aiden's worked a full count in his second plate appearance in this ball game.
Two at-bats and two good ones for Aiden so far in this game. No matter what happens here, inducing a 3-2 count is always a success.
The 3-2 delivery from Haviland. Off speed, hit in the air the other way to left, chasing away in foul territory. Wotipka is unable to reach it, though. Another 3-2 coming here in this battle between Haviland and Teal.
A makeable play for a speedier outfielder. If Alex Fernandez is out there in right, that is out number two, should say, in left. But Wotipka, known for his bat, not so much for his prowess in the outfield, could not make the play. Gives Aiden another lease on life here. Let's see what he can do to take advantage of it.
Teal, 10 at-bats for Virginia this past season. 4 hits, 3 of them being home runs. He's got 3 home runs so far this summer with Wisconsin Rapids. 3-2 breaking ball hit in the air right field. Turning around, giving a good route to it is Cody Holtink. He'll make the catch. And regular depth to retire the side. It's a 1-2-3 top of the third inning for Cameron Haviland. We head to the home half. Kenji Polaris back to the mound. 9-1-2. Due up for the Battle Jacks on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... Aww. What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
The Republican National Convention is in Milwaukee, putting Wisconsin in the spotlight. We're there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Republicans' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Join us live this week from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Jacob Brown leading off this home half of the third inning. Nothing the score from MCCU Field. Your Rafters back out in the field. First pitch from Kenji Polaris, tapped back to the mound. Kenji gloves, he'll jog over to first. Underhand toss to Max McGuire in time. One pitch, one out for Polaris. Andy Ockham, Cullen Kapoor joining you back here in the visitors broadcast booth on WFHR, your home for all 70 Rafter games this summer.
Well, one pitch, one out was our nickname for Maddox Thornton after his performance yesterday. Kenji adopting that moniker for his own. That is the right thing to induce here, especially with Alex Fernandez stepping into the batter's box right now. Kenji got him looking back in the first inning.
At coming on three pitches. First delivery to the left-handed hitting Fernandez on the outside corner, called a strike. Two hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. A hit and no errors for Battle Creek in the scoreless ballgame through the first 2.5 innings. Polaris out of the windup. 9 on the pitch clock, the 0-1 home. Swing and a miss. Fernandez in the hole at 0-2.
Kenji doing good work against lefties so far this season, allowing an opposing batting average of just 250 against the southpaw hitters. And so far against Fernandez, he's had his way.
The 0-2 delivery home from the rafter right-hander. He got him swinging. High cheddar. Fernandez goes after it. Another through-pitch punch-out of the leadoff hitter in the Battle Creek order for Kenji Polaris.
As you would say, Andy, good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Kenji, this time dialing up the heater for the strikeout. He got Polaris looking the first time. Now the K is forward the second time. There's two outs in the third.
Those are both of Kenji's strikeouts so far in the ballgame. Sam Griffith drew a 5-pitch free pass against Kenji back in the first inning. Polaris brings home the first liver to Griffith. That one misses upstairs for ball one.
Griffith back in the first inning. He took a walk. Only made it as far as first base before getting swapped by Ben Firenze in what was a fielder's choice.
This will be Kenji's 39th delivery of the ball game, bringing home the 1-0. Showing bunt as Griffith pulls back as this one misses up and in for ball two.
Yeah, saw the corner shaded back in normal depth, that being Kyler McIntosh at third base and Max McGuire at first, and thought, hey, why don't I try and butt myself aboard, but the ball wasn't in the strike zone.
The 2-0 delivery. Fastball inside corner, dialed in there from Polaris for a called strike.
And this is where things are really important for Kenji. I mentioned the second time through the lineup against Wausau, he really struggled. Here getting Fernandez on 3 pitches, and now 2 balls and 1 strike here against Sam Griffith. The second time through the lineup is the key for Kenji.
2-1 fastball, swung on and missed. Tardy on that high pitch was Griffith. Count evens at 2-2. Polaris looking to complete a 1-2-3 inning. He saw his counterpart on the mound for Battle Creek, Cameron Havlin, work a 1-2-3 top half of this third inning. The payoff pitch. This one hit in the air down the first base side. That one will end up in foul territory.
2-3-4 for Wisconsin Rapids coming up in the top half of the fourth. That's Degatti, Arroyo, and McGuire. So a zero here key with the big bats coming up for Wisconsin Rapids.
Another 2-2 here to the Battle Jack second baseman, who also played second in the 8-2 Rafter win an evening ago. Swing and a miss. Polaris gets him down on strikes. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Kenji. 6-up, 6-down in the third frame between both pitchers. We're a third of the way home here at MCCU Field. 0-0 to score. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Home Front Critical.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through 4 generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top four here in Battle Creek. Nothing to score between your Battle Jacks and the Raptors. Jorge Degani, first pitch swinging, rolls this one over on the ground to third base. Jacob Brown fields and throws to the one bag in time to retire the Raptor right fielder. One pitch and one out from Cameron Haviland here in the fourth inning. Andy Ockham, Colin Kapoor returning to you as always right here on WFHR for Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball.
And already for Haviland, one of the best appearances he's put together for Battle Creek. The best one overall on the season coming on June 15th, of course, against the Kokomo Jackrabbits. Six innings of one-run ball with three Ks, but now it's Arroyo and McGuire at bat and on deck for the Raptors.
Chris, a single back in the first inning, takes the first delivery from Haviland outside for ball one. No runs, two hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids, no runs and one hit, no errors for Battle Creek. 1-0 delivery, swing and a miss on a breaking ball, count evens 1-1 on the Virginia commit, Arroyo.
Yeah, and Chris Arroyo had so much success in JUCO ball, he earned that UVA commitment, over 1,300 in the OPS department. Also a two-way player, Andy, he carded an ERA in the mid-threes while being an exceptional hitter as well. I'd be curious to see if he continues his two-way playing abilities at D1 ball.
Only time will tell. The 2-1 delivery misses way outside. Not competitive there from Haviland. Now a 3-1 count on the Raptor left fielder this evening.
Could be looking at the next Shohei Ohtani here in Wisconsin Rapids wearing Raptors colors.
And in the Northwoods League, Arroyo spending his first collegiate baseball season in 2023 in the SEC with the Florida Gators. 3-1, one out. The next delivered to Arroyo. Breaking ball tapped on the ground once again the other way to third. Charging in Jacob Brown. Gloves and throws in one motion to first base in time. Back-to-back 5-3 putouts begins this top half of the fourth inning for Wisconsin Rapids.
And Brown looking a lot more comfortable today than he did last night in the hot corner. Remember those errors that he committed over there at third base yesterday. Five errors for Battle Creek in yesterday's ball game. So many things you can pinpoint that went wrong for the Battle Jacks, but that's the key thing for me is the fact that the pitchers could not trust their defenders on the left side of the infield.
Seven straight Raptor hitters retired for Haviland. First pitch swinging, Max McGuire fouls it straight back. Count begins 0-1 on the Irvine, California native.
McGuire smoked a line out to end the first inning straightaway center field at Alex Fernandez.
Last Raptor base runner, a leadoff walk on seven pitches to Grayson Schaefer back in the second. McGuire swings right through that 0-1 delivery. Count now nothing in two. Raptors first baseman returning to the lineup after being away from the team in the first three of four games in this Michigan trip. Quick working is Haviland, the 0-2. This one on the inside corner got him looking. 1-2-3, fourth inning, Haviland on a roll, back-to-back 1-2-3 innings for the right-hander. Before we head to the bottom of the fourth inning from MCCU Field, Colin, why don't you tell our listeners at home and our friends about the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids.
Where there's so much to say about Cobblestone, they offer a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes your four-legged companions. Big city quality and small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids.
Kenji Polaris back to the hill for the home half of the fourth. He'll get the 3-4-5 spots. In the Battle Creek order, Ben Fiorenzi, Caden Wotipka, and Cody Holtink when we return from MCCU Field right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up.
The original Badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom four here in Battle Creek, Kenji Polaris' first pitch of the inning to Ben Fierenzi right down the chute for strike one. No runs, two hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids, no runs on a hit, and no errors for Battle Creek. Andy Ockham, Colin Kapoor for WFHR back in the broadcast booth. 0-1 breaking ball hit in the air center field, turning Aiden Teal around a couple of different ways, but he tracks it back enough to make the catch for the first out of the inning.
Tough play for Aiden Teal, but he got the job done, staring straight into the sun. Took him one turn to the right, then one turn to the left, then he settled things down to make the catch. Ben Fierenzi now 0-2 on the ballgame. Here's Caden Watipka, who, like I said before, the Rafters love to see him in the batter's box with nobody on base. Exactly what the situation is now.
Bit of a pitcher's duel between the two right-handers tonight. Last seven Battle Creek hitters retired by Polaris. The last eight retired by Cameron Haviland on the mound for the Battle Jacks. First pitch breaking ball to Watipka misses on the inside corner for ball one.
We saw Kenji move and groove through three innings against Wausau before faltering in the fourth. But a key first out, albeit hard contact, tells a good story for Kenji thus far.
The 1-0 fastball ripped on the ground over to second, shifting to his right. Boston gloves and so smoothly transitions on a throw to first base in time. A 4-3 putout of Watipka is the second out of this inning.
3 2/3 in just 47 pitches for Kenji Polaris in this ballgame. And he and Maddox Thorne have something similar in that they're inducing key outs on the ground and they're not taking too long to do it, Andy. That's so important for a pitching staff that is going to play in each and every game until the All-Star break for the Rafters.
First pitch showing bunt, but pulling back is Cody Holtink, and it's called a strike by the home plate umpire Tyler Jetting.
Holtink led off the second inning with a single. He then would be stranded there for the entirety of that frame.
The 0-1 delivery home from the right-hander Polaris. Fastball ripped on a line, foul, clearing the first base grandstands. It's quickly nothing and two on the Battle Creek right fielder. Evan Parmer warming up in the Rafter bullpen. He was told that he'll be the piggyback today. He'll follow Polaris on the mound for your Rafters. Efficient work from both starters so far, though, so we'll see if Kenji gets the fifth inning. And we have a situation similar to last night. 0-2 to Holtink, fouled straight back to the right of us. Count remains that way here in Holtink's third Northwoods League game.
And last night was just the perfect storm for the Rafters pitching. Maddox Thornton so sharp through six. And then J.C. Dermody comes in for the final three innings. The Rafters used just two pitchers yesterday after three the day before. Five total arms in four ball games, I should say, in two ball games. Very, very nice for Wisconsin Rapids.
Kenji elevating that 0-2 heater. It misses upstairs, laying off his Holtink count now 1-2. 56 pitches through four shutout innings for Cameron Haviland, towing the slab tonight on the Battle Creek side. How about the two starters in this series, though, for Wisconsin Rapids? Six fantastic innings last night for Maddox Thornton, and now four from Kenji Polaris as he gets Holtink to swing right over the top of that 1-2 breaking ball to retire the side. Kenji has now retired the last nine Battle Creek hitters he's faced. It is a 1-2-3 bottom of the fourth inning. We are four innings through here at MCCU Field. Nothing to score just about an hour into this ball game. We return for the top of the fifth momentarily. Once again, it's the 5-6-7 spots due up for Wisconsin Rapids. Schaefer, Duggar, and Boston when we return right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
It is the top of the fifth inning from MCCU Field. We're cruising right along here on your home for Raptor Baseball, WFHR. Andy Ockham, Colin Kapoor, back here with you in Battle Creek. The first pitch of this top of the fifth inning to Grayson Schaefer is on the inside corner for a called strike.
By the way, there is baseball to be played in Kalamazoo right now after there was canoeing on the field yesterday. The Kokomo Jackrabbits and the Growlers taking each other on. 1-0's the score in favor of the Jackrabbits. Not an apropos to mention since it is our last day in Michigan. We were in Kalamazoo a couple of days. We left, and then the skies opened up on the Growlers.
Did they ever, as the 1-1 breaking ball to Schaefer misses high. We were told by Jaden Taylor, the play-by-play broadcaster for the Growlers, that when there's really bad storms in the city and in the town, that's where everything opens up to. The flooding area goes to the ball field, and my goodness, was it swamped, literally and figuratively, in Kalamazoo as the 2-1 delivery misses outside. 3 balls and a strike now in the DH Schaefer. Homer Stryker Field turned into miniature Lake Michigan here just yesterday, and we're able to get all the fish and drain all the water for today's ball game. 3-1 off speed, catching the top of the zone from Havlin, working a full count here in his second battle against Grayson Schaefer tonight.
Schaefer took a walk, then got caught stealing in his last trip around the bases. That was back in the second.
The 3-2, Schaefer hits this one in the air down the first baseline, foul territory, giving chase. Will it hang up in foul ground? Yes, it will. Garrett Smith making the catch. First out retired here in the fifth inning. Make that 9 straight batters. Cameron Haviland is set down on the hill.
And he's getting himself into a bit of a rhythm here. The first thing is that he's not beating himself. He's allowed just 1 walk. He hasn't allowed a base hit since the first inning. That was Chris Arroyo's knock up the middle. He's trusting his defense, and his defense is making the plays behind him. That's what Battle Creek wasn't able to execute yesterday. They're doing it to a T today against a potent Raptors lineup.
First pitch to the left-handed hitting Castro Duggar. Fastball missing low for ball one. Kenji Pilaris, 4 scoreless innings on the mound for the Raptors. 52 pitches thrown. A walk and 5 Ks for the California State Northridge product as the 1-0 delivery to Duggar misses away. No runs, 2 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. The 2 hits for the Raptors, both in the first inning. Singles from Aiden Teal and Arroyo. 1 knock on the Battle Creek side as the 2-0 off-speed delivery to Duggar misses up and away. Now 3 balls and no strikes on the UCLA Bruin.
Duggar just the third hitter faced by Haviland, in which Haviland has not gotten the first pitch as a strike.
The 3-0 delivery. That one in there for a called strike. Duggar taking all the way. He'll go back to battle here. Still with the ideal hitters count at 3 balls and a strike.
Yeah, looking for 1 pitch and 1 pitch only, Andy.
Here it comes. Duggar swings right through it. It's breaking ball city there for Haviland. On the inside corner, a full count yet again in this inning.
Yeah, breaking ball city. When he was looking for the middle fastball, didn't get that, but the count still 3 balls and 2 strikes.
The payoff in there for a called third strike. Fastball, and Duggar knew it as soon as it crossed home plate. 2 up, 2 down for Haviland here in the fifth.
Yeah, the second strikeout of Cashel so far in this ballgame, and third overall for Cameron Haviland, who's been absolutely stellar so far in this ballgame. You watch that first inning and you're like, well, the Raptors barrel up 4 baseballs against this guy. Things are going to get downhill quickly for him, but he mixes up, he does his job, and now he's through 4 2/3 scoreless baseball.
First toss home from Haviland to Trotter Boston in the left-handed batter's box, catches the outside corner for a called strike. Boston retired the side back in the second, rounding out the other way to the third baseman, Jacob Brown. The 0-1, swing and a miss, off speed again for Haviland, way ahead here, nothing and 2 on the Raptors' second baseman.
Boston shot in opposite field, ground out in his first AB. That was on a two-strike count as well.
Looking for three straight 1-2-3 frames. Here is Haviland out of the windup, the 0-2 home. That one misses up and in. Boston having to back out of the way of that one. 11 straight hitters retired for Haviland, and on the Wisconsin Rapids side, 9 straight set down by Kenji Polaris. The 1-2 home. This is up and away. Boston's worked an even count here at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Yeah, that one wasn't anywhere close. Haviland probably trying to dot up and away and at the very least force a swinging strikeout or a ball up in the air popped up, but he couldn't find his own.
The 2-2. Boston taps this one foul right off his foot. It ricochets out to the left of the hill. Trotter limping out of the batter's box to regain himself and shake out that leg. Another 2-2 coming here in this battle with two outs and nobody aboard in the top of the fifth inning.
Yeah, that's why he wears that ankle protection and foot protection guard on his right foot to protect from any injuries off of plays such as that one. And you can see immediately the ball just dribbled out of the batter's box because it hit off of Trotter's foot instead of off the dirt.
The 2-2. Boston on the hands, fouls this one away, out of play, down the third base side. Good fight here from Trotter in his second trip to the plate in this ballgame.
Haviland about to toss pitch number 75 of the ballgame. Still no action in the Battle Creek bullpen, though. This inning is his and his alone.
Another 2-2. This one fouled straight back to the screen by Boston. Good job driving up the pitch count of Haviland, trying to force the hand of the Battle Creek coaching staff, eventually trying to get that move to the pen that you just mentioned, Colin.
Yeah, Haviland about to toss pitch number 20 of this frame, and he's gotten two straight outs. It's just the Raptors' long counts in this inning for Wisconsin Rapids.
The next 2-2 delivery, breaking ball on the outer edge, just misses. Garrett Swan, the Battle Creek catcher, thought he had netted the call there on a good receiving of that pitch. Count now full on Boston. On deck is McIntosh to follow Lopez, the 3-2. Fastball ripped in the air, center field. Fernandez giving chase back into the gap, but he'll flag it down to retire the side. A well-struck ball from Trotter Boston does not touch down in the outfield grass. It is another 1-2-3 inning on the mound for Cameron Haviland, his third consecutive, and he has retired 14 straight. Before we head to break, Raptor fans, this summer, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area. When the team's not in town, and if you're looking for something else to do, look no further than the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, check out visitwisrapids.com for more information on the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Kenji Polaris back to the mound. He'll get the 6-7-8 spots in the Battle Creek order when we return. Garrett Smith, Silas Schaefer, and Garrett Swan right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom five, Kenji Polaris on the rubber still for Wisconsin Rapids. A first pitch to Garrett Smith in there for a called strike. Andy Ockham and Cullen Kapoor on WFHR, our second game in as many days here at MCCU Field. The 0-1 delivery, breaking ball hit on a line that gets past a diving Kyler McIntosh, and it goes into left field. It's a fair ball. Smith hitting the bag at first, looking for two. The throw in, the cutoff is not in time. Smith slides in feet first safely. It's the first extra base hit between either team tonight in the second knock for Battle Creek in scoring position with nobody out in this inning.
And that ball was mishandled in the corner by Chris Arroyo. If it wasn't, either Garrett Smith would have been held up on first or he would have been gunned down at second base. That was a really, really close play because Smith is not a quick runner, and Arroyo just couldn't handle the ball off that lip on the left field wall. It rattled around over there, and that's why Smith is at second base right now. Kenji's in hot water for the first time today.
He had retired the last nine Battle Creek hitters he had faced. First hit allowed since a leadoff single from Cody Holtink of the Battle Jacks back in the second inning. Corners in for Wisconsin Rapids. It brings Silas Schaefer, the DH, to the box, giving himself up, squaring around, showing bunt, makes contact. But this one is fouled back to the screen.
Kenji now has pitched longer in this ballgame than he has in any other, pitching into the fifth inning. He's been hooked at four in his past two starts and two and a third in his first appearance.
Bottom five, this game just an hour and 10 minutes old. We started at 6:35 Eastern here tonight in Battle Creek. 0-1 showing bunt again and putting it down right in front of the hill as Schaefer. Kenji gathers the throw to third base is in time. Tag applied by Kyler McIntosh. Garrett Smith taken care of. Runner on first with one out here in the bottom of the fifth. A fantastic play by the Rafter pitcher, having the awareness to turn around and fire a bullet to third to nab the lead runner.
And it's what we just observed, Andy, about Garrett Smith, that he's not that quick of a runner. And for Kenji, the important thing is not throwing that ball away. We see so often when pitchers go to field their position, they whip throws way out of play. This time, Kenji stays composed. He puts a dart to Kyler McIntosh for a very, very important first out to get the lead runner. And now Kenji's one ground ball away from getting out of the frame.
First pitch to Garrett Swan, swinging away. He'll line a base hit into right field that touches down right in front of Jorge Degatti. Two aboard with one away, and we're at the ninth spot in the order with Jacob Brown for these Battle Jacks.
And if Kenji goes to first base on that bunt, it's 1-0 Battle Jacks right now, Andy. That's how important getting that lead runner was for Wisconsin Rapids. Jacob Brown, a 1-3 putout back in the third inning, already got a ball on the ground against him to Kenji. One more would be a godsend for the Rafters.
Evan Parmer getting loose down the left field line in the Wisconsin Rapids pen. Polaris to throw his 58th pitch of the ball game. Right here. Brown takes on the outside corner a called strike. Kenji ahead here to begin this battle with the Battle Jack third baseman. We get to the top of the sixth, still a little ways away, but it'll be 8-9-1 to up for Wisconsin Rapids for a second time. McIntosh, Lopez, and Teal, righty, lefty, lefty for your Raptors. 0-1 pitch, fastball swung on and missed. Power on power there. Brown unable to catch up. It is now 0-2. Battle Creek starter tonight, Cameron Haviland. Five innings of shutout baseball, 77 pitches thrown, a walk, and three strikeouts. We'll see if he gets the call to head back out for the sixth frame. Kenji, first base side of the rubber, the 0-2. Misses down in the dirt, kept in front by Duggar. One ball, two strikes now on Jacob Brown.
No action in the Battle Creek bullpen right now, like you were talking about, Andy. Of course, the key thing here is Alex Fernandez looming on deck. He's one of the best hitters on the team, but Kenji's gotten the best of him on six pitches, two Ks so far in this ballgame.
The 1-2 from Polaris. This one fouled straight back to the screen. We'll do that delivery again here on Brown. Top of the order, Fernandez awaiting on deck. You mentioned Collins struggling so far tonight. Reached three different occasions an evening ago. Included a double and an infield single. It's a huge out, an important one to take care of here with Brown. Now three hits for Battle Creek. Raptors been hitless since the first frame. 1-2. This one shot up the middle over to second, though. Boston catching the weakly hit liner, and he'll jog it over to second base in time to retire the side. That's a four unassisted double play, a huge get out there for Kenji Polaris to retire the side. He faces one over the minimum, allows a leadoff double and a one out single from Garrett Swan, but nothing comes across. Five innings of play in the books here at MCCU Field. Nothing to score right here. On 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even...
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk? Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about milk producers,
I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Kyler McIntosh to lead off the top of inning number 6 from MCCU Field. First pitch from Cameron Haviland hit in the air left field, giving chase right near the foul line. Sticking in fair territory is Caden Wotypka to make the catch. One pitch, one out. In this nothing-nothing ball game, Haviland's now retired the last 12 Raptor hitters he has faced. Andy Ockham, Cullen Kapoor back here in the broadcast booth on WFHR. And Cullen, a pitcher's duel so far between Polaris and Haviland on each side. We're moving right along here in Battle Creek.
We really are. This ball game going off without a hitch so far, but it's a double-edged sword for Wisconsin Rapids. Their offense hasn't been able to muster anything against Haviland so far in this ballgame after such a good offensive performance yesterday, Andy. Surprising to see the offense sputter here today against a pitcher like Haviland, who's given up so many runs this season.
Tracer Lopez hits a 1-0 breaking ball in the air left center field. Fernandez closing in on it in shallow territory, but he's unable to make the grab. This one drops. It's a base hit for Tracer, third hit of the ballgame for the Raptors.
And the first hit since the first for Wisconsin Rapids. That flips the card to Aiden Teal, who has one of the three hits for Wisconsin Rapids. Each team, no runs, three hits, no errors through five frames.
When looking at Lopez getting on there and talking about the game yesterday, despite it being 8-2 Raptors, Cullen, it was scoreless in the first third. We're past the first third. We're nearly two-thirds of the way home. First pitch swinging away, Teal, weakly hit ground ball in the hole to short. Backhanded by Fiorenzi, tries to get it out of his hand, but instead whiffs on the throw. Everybody is safe, should go down as an infield single for Aiden Teal. And how about that? Another multi-hit game for the Raptors center fielder.
How about 7 in a row for Aiden Teal? It does not get much better than that. 14 hits in his last 7 ball games. Aiden Teal, the best, I'll say right now, the best pure hitter in the Northwoods League right now.
The Raptors, just as many hits in the last 2 at-bats as they had in the entire ball game entering this inning. The first trouble that Cameron Haviland has worked himself into tonight. Jorge Degatti in the right-handed batter's box, a chance for the Raptors to get the game's first run with a runner in scoring position. First pitch slider from Haviland catches the top of the zone and is on the outside corner for a called strike.
And this is the way the Raptors are going to have to win this ballgame. There's not going to be that many home runs hit here at MCCU Field. The Battle Jacks themselves have 5 homers here at home this season. This is a pitcher's ballpark.
0-1 breaking ball. Degatti hits this one in the air center field. It sends Fernandez back, but he's able to turn around, get to a spot, and make the grab for the second out of the inning.
As I said, that ball hit on the screws, but Fernandez played perfectly. Each and every ball that's been hit hard for Wisconsin Rapids hasn't even made it to the warning track yet. Not elevating the ball as much as they could be. That could be a key part of it.
2 outs, 2 on. Chris Arroyo has one of those 3 Raptor hits. He singled with 1 out back in the first inning. We'll see if it's Evan Parmer, if it's Kenji again in the 6th. Parmer warming up pretty intensely down the left field line, so the call could be to the VMI right-hander in the home half of this inning. First pitch to Chris Arroyo, swung on and missed. Count begins 0-1. Arroyo, along with that single in the first inning, a ground out to 3rd back in the 4th frame.
Big 2-out spot here for Chris Arroyo with a runner in scoring position.
Set is Haviland. Stretch on the first base side, two looks back to second, Lopez dancing off the bag. Arroyo swinging away, shoots this liner into center field. Fernandez back again. My goodness, he is just on every baseball tonight. Hits it in stride, running back. Another well-struck ball by Rafter to the outfield, but it is caught to retire the side. Six scoreless innings for Cameron Haviland tonight. On the mound for Battle Creek, it is Evan Palmer time at MCCU Field. He'll enter the fray and face the top of the order in the Battle Jacks set when we return right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. So do win.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Call to bullpen for the first time between both teams here tonight from MCCU Field. It comes for the Rafters here in the home half of inning six. Nothing to score. Evan Palmer entering the fray for your Rafters. Andy Ockham, Colin Kapoor back in the broadcast booth for WFHR as Alex Fernandez showing bunt on the first pitch from Palmer. Pulls back as it misses high for ball one.
Top of the card for Battle Creek against Evan Palmer, who's got 17 and two-thirds innings pitched in eight appearances so far this season. Last time we saw him on July 11th against Wausau, two innings, one hit, three runs, but just one earned.
Showing bunt again is Fernandez, this delivery missing outside as the center fielder for Battle Creek, who has flagged down countless fly balls, not only tonight, but in this series. Pulled back, now 2-0. That fastball from Palmer missing down at the knees. Three balls and no strikes to a man who has stolen 32 bases so far in Northwoods League play this season. Alex Fernandez, not the guy the Rafters want to put on the bases to begin this inning. The 3-0 delivery. This one misses low for ball four.
And as Fernandez trots to first, you say countless, Andy. Well, I got a number for you. Five outs in center field by Alex Fernandez, and three of which on pretty great plays where he had to track back all by himself and make running catches. Fernandez doing everything right now,
including the one to retire the top half of this sixth inning off the bat of Chris Arroyo. Rafters had two on with two out, collecting two hits in that inning for Wisconsin Rapids. Two hits in the first, and now two in the sixth for the Rafters. Three hits on the Battle Creek side. They got two of those back in the fifth inning. They had a hit as well back in the second. Chance here with the speedy Fernandez on first for the second baseman, Sam Griffith. Griffith 0 for 1, two plate appearances today, drew a five-pitch walk in the first and struck out swinging in a 1-2-3 third. First pitch to Griffith, a fastball right down the heart of the plate, called strike there for Evan Palmer.
Two steals for Fernandez yesterday. Did get caught trying to take third by Cashel Duggar. He's got 32 on the season. He's 32 of 37 this year for the Battle Jacks.
Palmer set, quick pickoff move over to first. This one down in the dirt, picked out by McGuire, kept in front. A huge play there from Max, just not that let that one get away, Cullen, and it would have had Fernandez most likely on third base. Palmer peers in and comes set, awaiting an 0-1 as Griffith, and another pickoff move over to first base.
Fernandez quick enough to get back to the bag, doesn't even have to dive in, just Trotz in there standing up, does Alex Fernandez, 32 steals, four of them coming in his last three games.
Kenji Pilares, night is done. Five shutout innings for the Raptor right-hander, his third start this season. Pitch out, swinging away is Griffith. On that outside corner delivery, going on the pitch was Fernandez. He slaps it into right field for a base hit. They're on the corners with nobody out. The 1-2 spot's coming through and producing here, Cullen, thus far in this sixth inning.
And just like that, perfectly executed by Battle Creek with, at second base, Charter Boston going toward the bag in anticipation of the steal. What does Sam Griffith do? He punches the ball right there where Charter Boston was. The Battle Jacks have something cooking in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Raptors immediately running into trouble when Kenji Pilares steps away from the bump.
Sam Fiorenzi reached back on a 6-4 fielder's choice in the first. He also flew out to center field.